Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hi, I'm Kelly Evans, host of CNBC's The Exchange, and here's what's on my mind. Earlier this week, we spoke to Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan, one of the most hawkish members of the Fed. He told us that despite the softer-than-expected CPI print that morning, he still expects a broadening of inflation pressures into next year, with core inflation, and this is the key part, of around 2.5%. Now, this is on the higher side of where the Fed consensus is, but the question that I got from viewers was, wait, how on earth does Kaplan think inflation, core inflation, is only going to be 2.5% next year? So here are a couple of observations about the way inflation is really trending from economist Dave Rosenberg. Rosenberg notes that 86% of the core CPI as of July already had an inflation rate of only about 1%, 86%. The other 14%, that has an inflation rate over 20%, but is the most distorted by COVID. The core CPI only rose 0.3% on the month, and excluding cars, which are already showing signs of rolling over, the core CPI was only up 0.2%. That's pretty normal. Citi's inflation surprise index has also stalled out, and the last time it dropped from levels this high, Rosenberg says, back in June 2008, the inflation rate went from 5% to negative 1.4%. A year later. And yes, home prices have been soaring, but as the Fed's Esther George said this week, the froth is starting to show signs of slowing. So Dave Rosenberg points out that prices for moving and freight services, well, they fell 1% month on month in July. Furniture prices fell for the first time since February, and the cost of window and floor coverings dropped more than 1%. Even pet service prices dropped 0.4%. So the inflation we are seeing remains confined to a handful of sectors, Rosenberg wrote, and the true underlying and non-distorted components are seeing inflation barely above a 1% rate. Now, that's how you get analysts like him and Brian Reynolds saying deflation remains a bigger overall economic concern. Reynolds says this augurs lower bond yields. And holy cow, did you see that strong 10-year Treasury auction on Wednesday? Reynolds says it also means higher stock prices. Now, all of this isn't to say that inflation doesn't hurt right now. The headline index shows 5.4% last month for the year, and the White House is begging OPEC to raise oil production to lower gasoline prices. So it doesn't mean that's all not pinching. It just means that Fed officials will be loath to react by tightening financial conditions any further. And that's how you get Kaplan talking about how core inflation next year will only be 2.5%. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow The Exchange podcast. You can always catch the show live weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern only on CNBC. See you then.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.